Da Bears.
This is it. Come on. Show me Blackhawks.
Come on, Chicago.
Unreal. It's all rigged.
Oh, my God. We're getting hockey Jesus. What is up? The boys are back. All four boys, to be exact.
Oh.
Today is Monday, May 8th, Bars. Episode 74 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast, joined with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Dollar Dale is here.
Hey, everybody.
Sammy Stats is here.
Welcome back, buddy.
Welcome back, Sammy Stats.
It's great to be back, guys.
We missed you.
It's great.
Aww. We missed you. Nobody sits in that chair like you sit in that chair.
Yeah.
Jose tries.
Yeah.
Jose fails.
I did wipe it down before I sat in it.
Guys, I'm Marcos, and we are Da Bear Minimum Podcast on Facebook, Da Bear Minimum Podcast, Twitter at Da Bear Min Pod, Instagram, Da Bear Min Podcast, website, DaBearMinimum.com, eventually. Venmo, always open at Da Bear Minimum. If you guys are ever looking to leave a tip, looking for a title sponsor, you just want to send the boys a little love. Always accepting us some free money. Love you guys. Boys, it's been about, a week and a half now? Almost 2 weeks, I think. We missed a week.
Yeah, we missed a week. I was
since the day before draft day.
How we doing?
Out and about.
We are well.
We are well.
Things have been going well. I had a great weekend.
Did you know?
Like I told you guys earlier, shot a personal best in a golf round, which is just that feels good. Got to catch the Cubs game. Got to catch Justin Steele's 14th two-runner less start, which we'll get to a little later. Got to see a buddy from out of town. Got to see a godson's third birthday party. Got to drink with the homies on a Sunday afternoon. Out in this warm sun and good weather.
RIP Big Man Mother.
I'm with you, but all in all, the vibes are good. The
vibes are
pretty
good.
Immaculate.
How's Baby Watch 2023 going?
No baby, so the vibes are still immaculate. I'm kidding. Because well. There's going to be a lot less sleep all of a sudden. No, things are going well. Everyone's doing well. We are in like the Europe status.
Anybody? Help!
Anybody?
Help!
Europe?
What's that?
It's
mean?
The final countdown.
Dude, I was real worried before.
Yeah.
With our little chats here, like Dale came in hot with our little pre-show, like jokes. I'm like, I wonder if this is going to transfer over to the episode.
And it has. Early.
Like a disease.
Guys, I've only got a little time left to get it all out, so you're going to get all of it. Anyway, things are going
Clip
well.
Clip that.
Timestamp that, please.
Jake, what about you? How you doing?
Doing well. Shit's been crazy. Went cattle branding for a couple days. Followed that up with a trip to Minneapolis immediately right after that. And now I'm back.
Cattle branding.
Some real cowboy shit.
Were you wrestling cattle this time?
I was wrestling cattle. I was not doing the brand. I was just holding them down.
Question, when do you get your brand?
Never. No, thank you.
Why not?
No. Just not into that.
What does that mean?
Just not
Seems
cool.
like it hurts.
Oh, yeah. Fuck no. They do that?
What do you mean?
To themselves? Will they ever? Like, is it like a badge of...
There's...
I mean, I watch
sure.
TV. Jake goes to a ranch.
No one's ever, like, shown me the one they did, but I'm sure they've done it. Some, like, drunk teenager was like... Let's do it.
Brand me, bro.
Yeah.
Odds that Bill has just a giant brand square in the middle of his back.
No. He's got like a giant like eagle tattoo or something.
Of course
also,
he does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never mind. Yep. I can move on.
Kind of like a superimposed waving flag type deal.
Where you flex and it like moves.
Except he's old now, so it's just sad and saggy.
You've seen Dale's tattoo?
Yeah. Sammy Stats, well, welcome back. Did you miss us as much as we missed you?
I did. I miss the boys. Miss the gang getting together, saying stupid things into a microphone.
Fun
yeah,
time.
I've really missed it.
Who can tell us no?
Yeah. Life comes at you fast, you know? So, yeah. Sorry I've been away from the boys, but it's going to happen from time to time, you know?
Happy to have you back, brother.
It's good to be back.
Guys, let's get into a couple things that have happened recently. Did you guys watch the... did you guys watch the Kentucky Derby?
I did not. I have a gripe, though.
What's your gripe about the Derby? Are we saving this?
Is this the Kentucky Derby segment?
This is the Kentucky Derby segment.
Yeah,
take it away.
My gripe with the Derb, or at least this Derb in particular, and it's the...
Derb.
Are you guys on that
so
kind
we started
of basis?
That. The so Derb? Is that it now?
It's always That's been a Derb.
Has it?
Please continue.
is the name of the winning horse. I think that by rule it should have two names, not just Mage. Like California Chrome, Seattle Slew.
Oh, Secretariat. You just don't like the cadence. You like to be able to say two words.
I guess Secretariat's a good one.
Yeah.
Still, but also like, three syllables. Though.
Four
syllables. How many syllables? Five? I don't know.
Yeah, one syllable doesn't work for me. Yeah. I do like the two name. That's just guys. It's not a good like take. It's my take though. Okay.
The story of the bare minimum.
Right. Yeah. It's not a good take, but it's my take.
Clip it.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Especially, you guys remember like deciding on your first gamer tag? And Xbox would get like, be like, we'll give you some suggestions. And you'd have
Spunky Potato before 80.
Yeah. Like Revolving Pharaoh. It's just like an adjective and a noun. Mm-hmm. That's how they should just name racehorses.
Guys,
get Microsoft on the phone.
I can't get into like racing. That was on at the function that we were at over the weekend, and it was like I didn't know.
Yeah.
I watched a race and I was like, "Oh, I didn't know that they run this on grass." They don't run it on grass. There's just multiple races. Every time race would come on, I'd be like, "Is this the big one?" That horse racing is the sport that like literally if you ranked all the sports like and my knowledge of sports, horse racing is the absolute bottom of the list.
Are you sure? Cricket? Water polo?
Dude, I don't know. I don't know anything about horse racing.
It's fun. Yeah. I would never watch it on TV. Like that's when you're really like obviously people will watch the Derb and
there's just one extra consonant there. Just Derby.
Yeah, you were the one that was bitching about syllables.
for my horse's names, okay?
But the horse races.
But the event itself,
a horse name,
one
Derb.
Syllable good.
Well, I'm shortening it. The real event is called the Kentucky Derby. I'm just okay.
Or just the Derby.
We're getting off track.
The bare minimum got off track.
Thank you for that.
Horse racing is really fun to go to, and obviously watching the big events is on TV is a fun little spectacle. But if you're like watching races routinely, you're for sure have a gambling addiction because that's the only other reason to really tune in.
Like
all
if
the
you're
time.
Going like off track betting sites.
Oh
that's
yeah,
your,
yeah,
you're itchy and scratchy right there.
So,
but going is a lot of fun because like I always love to go to Arlington like once a year for a day.
We're gonna love going to Arlington.
Love going to Arlington. Yeah, it's gonna be a blast.
We're gonna love it.
I always thought that was fun. Just betting on horses that you have no fucking clue who they are. Just like I like that one's name. We're going with this.
One of my customers took me and Jake once
betting. Like,
oh really? Oh, that's pretty cool.
Betting like a superfecta for 5 cents 200 different ways and like not winning any. You're spending the 10 minutes in between races being like, nope, 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 nope.
Like. Swipe right. Yeah, speaking of stuff you guys didn't watch, did you guys watch Coronation?
No.
God. What time was that on again?
No clue. That's another one of those weird things that I don't understand why people here get involved.
9 hours.
Why you care so much? Like,
they're landlords. They're literally just landlords, and everybody's just like watching TV. They're like, oh, this is a spectacle.
I've never heard it like that, but that's
well, not only like in the sense that
they're
just
have all their money.
King and queen, but that's where all of their money is just tied up into owning
properties
at this point.
They lease it to the government to use for their buildings,
and they own like five or six or seven different like luxury king and queen properties. That's where they generate the majority of their money.
That's where all the crown's money comes from.
No interest in it, but people like it. People tune in.
Dude, people.
There were people like dressed up like super fans. There were super fans of the royal family.
Like outside or
inside, outside, all around. Just people that were
just
like
you couldn't just get in. I feel like you had to be invited.
Yeah, that inside part, I spitballed that, man. I don't know.
You're not on Ticketmaster.
No.
Yeah, right.
Can I get tickets?
I fired from the hip.
We tailgated.
But I saw pictures of people dressed up, and I don't think it was satire. I also might not understand satire.
Pretty formal event. I feel like you would dress up if you were going.
This is very, very. This is past traditional. What's past traditional to comical?
Guys, anything else big you guys want to get into now? We got a lot to get into in this episode. Then let us move on. No sponsors, no voicemails this week. You guys know the drill. But let's get into a little Bears talk. right? Since we last spoke, the Bears
that feels good.
Have officially made a draft pick. They made a bunch of draft picks.
All of them.
They made all their draft picks.
I think they're all signed now, too.
I believe so.
Close to it.
And I think it was pretty quickly that everybody got signed. But so draft night has come and gone. The Bears end up making a pick at pick 10. They did move back once, moved back with the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles end up taking Jalen Carter at 9 and inevitably leaves the Bears kind of from what we're gathering now that you like post draft is always this. Now you get to fill in the gaps because everybody's a little more kind of transparent and those nuggets kind of get dropped here and there. So it sounds like from the beginning, the Bears were in on Darnell Wright the whole time. And also as much as we wanted him, and I think Chicago Bears fans in general were willing to take a gamble on it, it doesn't sound like Jalen Carter was ever even in consideration.
Nope.
Didn't make it on their board to begin with. Darnell writes the pick at 10. You get a fourth round pick next year for that pick swap from 9 to 10 with Philly.
Solid bluff, though. I think they held their ground on bluffing.
You get your guy.
I've read in off of Twitter that it was a known quantity that the Bears were going to take an offensive tackle there. So, yes, you're going back, but like if anyone tries to poo-poo, oh, they only got a fourth. Like everyone knew who the Bears were taking. The Eagles were trading to make sure that no one else got there. So, like, that's why there was such a small return. But even then, you got that fourth-round pick that you ended up spending later, right?
Yeah. You ended up using that to move back up, I think, into the second round.
For Javon Dix. No, you drafted Dexter. You came back up for Pickens?
Yes.
There you go.
Which now that I'm realizing more and more, because I'm a rookie to this stuff, at least, like, digging into the draft this deep, like we have the last couple of years. Just when he was stacking up all those fourth rounders and fifth rounders, it's just capital. He's not going to use every single one of them on a pick. It's just good capital so he can have more options.
Say what you want about like the old regime, you know, Ryan Pace and everything that we saw and the big swings. And yeah, dude, that guy swung big and he lived and died by it. Like the philosophy is completely different with this Poles regime.
Patient.
It's give yourself as many bites at the apple as you possibly can. Continue to acquire talent and just give yourself flexibility down the road.
You give yourself a ton of flexibility down the road because as you stack these young players that have cheap four-year contracts for the vast majority of them, those are all depth chart slots that you don't have to pay a veteran $1 million or $2 million a year more to play. Like that's all banked money that you're spending in free agency down the road. So filling up the depth chart with people that they believe in and they rate highly, most all of them on the RAS score. So we got some athletes, if nothing else.
Well, and it kind of showed you that like that a lot of their picks, and we'll get into pick by pick and not too long on each one of them, but there's a general consensus here that they drafted guys that they want to fit that Eberflus and really that Poles mentality too. You want athletes, you want freakish athletes, guys who are fast, who are strong, who are explosive. And also, you wanted to get the guys who love football, the guys who just are ballers, the guys who head on straight, not a lot of character issues. You can really see, like, from what you hear from beat reporters and what you see online, and it seems like that culture has been rebuilt in the process of being rebuilt, and it's on all levels of that organization right now. It's just super exciting.
Did you hear the term they were using for that last trait you just described, that all-encompassing, like, loving football, character, that whole thing, passionate? They were calling them Grizzlies.
Oh, I love that.
And so, like, on their big board in the draft room, they would have a Grizzly sticker or whatever it was, like, marked on certain guys. Like, they're like, yeah, we like this guy here, but he doesn't have the Grizzly.
Or, like, we like this guy maybe 5 or 6 slots lower, but he's a Grizzly.
He's a Grizzly.
So I'm willing to reach on him.
So that was what they were doing with it. I thought that they mentioned it on the radio. I liked it.
Yeah. I mean,
it's goofy, but, like, whatever. I like it.
Well, and that's the thing. It's been goofy since the beginning. But, you know, it's okay to be goofy as long as you're going in a direction. Like, the whole hits principle thing, it's corny. You know,
it is.
It's very, like we've said, like, sales conference-y kind of thing. Right. But, hey, I mean, if it works, you guys say whatever the hell you want. Put whatever stickers and decals on the walls that you want. If it works,
get me some W's.
Hits principle it is. I'm fucking with it.
I'm down.
And as far as Jalen Carter is concerned, not to talk too much about an Eagle, but Yurko, who I love to listen to.
Second time the Eagles have come up.
He made the point that, like, for Jalen Carter, this is 100% best case scenario, because if you come into the Bears locker room, you are immediately expected to be somewhat of a leader on that defensive front seven, if nothing else, or be a standout player. Whereas if he moves to Philadelphia, you're now playing with, like we said before, and I think we said this again last week, actually.
Veterans.
All those vets, like, good for him. Like, yeah. Obviously there's some shit that happened at the end of that, kind of towards the combine, but, you know, you wish a guy success.
Well, that's, and I think, like, it's important too that he's with a bunch of teammates. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the Eagles ended up taking four or five other Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah.
On top of
the whole
of
defense.
Nolan Smith, and then they drafted two last year, too.
Georgia
and
North.
Two guys the year before that were on the 2021 team with him. So,
incredible.
I mean, like, you, the Eagles,
I mean,
they could afford to take this gamble, and we've said it since the beginning. This was a shot that they could take because they've got veterans and an already established winning culture there. Like, look, either fit in or get out. Simply.
Yeah.
We didn't have that luxury.
It makes sense.
So let's get into just these picks real quick. So round one, obviously pick 10. The Bears take
Sam
Darnell
got
Wright.
His guy.
Right tackle. Yeah.
Sam did get his guy. Sam, like 20 minutes before the pick, was like, I really like this guy here. And sure for shit. Came to fruition.
I nailed one.
So Darnell Wright slates to be...
Nailed the derby, but whatever.
So Darnell Wright slates out he will be a day one starter at right tackle. He had a little bit of run time at left tackle when he played at Tennessee.
Wasn't
played a little
his best.
Right guard.
Yeah.
But from everything that everybody says, like, right tackle is where he excelled. And, like, this is a guy who, like, I like the pick because he played 4 years. Like,
yep.
He played 4 years. He established. He showed the maturity. Just an absolute mammoth of a man. 6'5", 335 pounds.
Like, oh, he's a big boy.
Dude, and so I'm glad, actually, that we had, like, about 2 weeks for us to do this draft recap episode, because I have been...
Digesting it, trying to figure it out.
Consuming all the Bears stuff. It's just been awesome.
Did you find... like, I think they've regurgitated it a few times, but I referenced Will Anderson, the Will Anderson interview, where he was asked, like, hey, what was your toughest...
Right.
matchup in college, and he's like, Darnell Wright. He's like, look at the tape. I think that's what he said. Just look at the tape.
That
and
Tennessee
he
tackle.
Shut him down.
Yep. You want to see him continue to do it against, like, now professional athletes. And
yeah, we'll
with nobody else, like, Larry Borum's not going to compete for a spot. Look, dude, this is your spot. Anchor it down. You need protection on the left side just like you need it on the right side. I think this is now an indication that, like, Braxton Jones is going to be given that shot at left tackle again, which
all right,
he should, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, had a great rookie season. Why not? Like, you hope that now with an NFL offseason and not getting ready for a draft, like,
putting on some weight.
What can he do, you know, to get better at that left tackle spot? I'm excited. Second round. You end up taking you take Tyreek Stevenson. Well, actually, you took Jervon Dexter, that defensive tackle out of Florida.
Oh, he's
and then
a
also,
unit, dude.
Also in the second round, you took Tyreek Stevenson out of Miami. He's a defensive back. And then you also – no, that's third round. You ended up taking
right,
Zach Pickens, South Carolina. So those two second-round picks are nice. Again, it's another guy who, like, in Jervon Dexter, he's a big – he's massive one technique. He can slide over to be your three technique. It was a little
need some time.
I don't want to say it's off-putting, but it's just a little small red flags that the production wasn't there in college. But again, it could be
scheme.
It could be one of those things where it's scheme, and these guys, if they're drafting based on traits, based on what they can physically do, I'm good with it. You just have to trust the coaching staff. But
6'6", 310.
Dude, big body. He could be that one, slide over
big
to the three. And
I think he ran like a 4.8 or a 4.7.
Yeah. And then you got Tyreek Stevenson as that cornerback out of the U. He's another just athletic dude. Athletic.
That's who they traded up for in the second round.
They slotted him. Did they? I heard that he'd slot right in as a starter, and they'd move Kyler Gordon to the nickel.
Yeah, which I think is the right way to go. I like the idea of having another big, like having Stevenson be your big two cornerback there, and then letting Kyler Gordon play that nickel and kind of float around the field and take these slot guys. Like, that's where Kyler Gordon kind of succeeded last year, so I'm excited to see more of it. Zach Pickens is a huge pick for me.
I don't know anything about him.
Guys, Zach Pickens is another one. He is just a big, physical, dominating defensive tackle. He can also play the one. He can play the three technique there. You basically took two guys that you're hoping in a couple years develop to be your everyday defensive tackle starters, you know, right in the middle on this 4-3 defense. Like, you got so much better at the line of scrimmage, at the point of contact on the defensive side.
That's a must. Jake, as our resident name guy,
yep.
How do we feel about there being two C's in the name Zach?
I will allow it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. There it is.
You heard it here first, folks.
I'll allow it.
Round four, the one that we should be very, very excited for.
Okay.
I sound like a meathead right now. I'm playing this all back in my head.
RB1.
Right now. Guys.
Oh, yes.
So you got
Rashawn
Johnson, running back out of Texas.
If you have it.
He was the backup to arguably the best player to come out of the draft this year in Bijan Robinson, right? He only started 5 games of the 47 games that he played in at Texas, and he led above Bijan Robinson. I believe he led all of college football in elusive rating, yards after contact, things like that. He's an aggressive, dominant runner. Not too sure if he's a good pass catcher, but you can develop that trait. Just a guy who could be that filler for Monty, be that next running back on this Bears team. I'm so excited. Everybody raved about this guy coming out of college. Bijan Robinson himself raved about him. The only reason that this guy wasn't taken in like the second round is because he was behind like one of the best running backs.
Yeah, it's a numbers thing. And the to take it even further on this guy, he was actually the third string quarterback at Texas when he got there. But they asked him if he wanted to get on the field more because like 3 running backs got hurt 1 year. And they're like, hey, if you switch to running back, you can play. And so he did. And he kept doing. He's like, is it running back again this year? And coach was like, we need you to. And he came back and he kept putting on weight and learning how to be a running back. So completely changed his position after a season and a half.
I don't want to be crazy here, but like in a Luke Getsy offense that they've shown, they can get a little cute and a little crazy.
Absolutely.
On some things. That's another thing. When Justin's as athletic as he is, you got a guy like Johnson who can do a little rollout, do a little wildcat, and still be a threat with his arm.
Option play action.
I'm
not saying he's going to be Taysom Hill. We're not sitting here saying anything like that. He's going to be a running back primarily, but it's another option in an offense that what have we preached for? What have we clamored for? We just want options.
I didn't even think of that angle. Like, that's awesome. I was just looking at it from the perspective of the guy who wanted to play football so damn bad that he just switched from being a quarterback to a running back at Texas. And stuck it out.
Round four, you saw the beloved take Tyler Scott, wide receiver out of Cincinnati. 4.32 40-yard dash, just an absolute speed guy. And some of his highlights are looks like he's just infinite. Again, it's college talent, but infinitely faster than everybody else on the field.
There was a stat surrounding him that I saw picked up as well.
Tell us, Sammy Stats.
That of all of his touchdowns scored throughout his college career, the average yardage on those plays is like 46.7 yards.
Jesus.
Of every touchdown that he scored.
That's nuts.
The average across all touchdowns.
And then so the big deal, I think, with Tyler Scott now is he's a depth piece for now, but does that mean that Darnell Mooney is not long for the Bears anymore? Does that mean that Ryan Poles is basically hand up saying Velus Jones might not be the answer? I know we want more offensive weapons too. It was surprising, but not surprising to see a wide receiver in those middle rounds because you can take a flyer on those guys.
Yeah.
And he's rated as a pretty high steal. PFF had him at 85, McShay 95, Kuiper 75. A consensus was closer to 74 overall. You got him at 133.
I think it was a size thing.
Probably, really? But you know,
circumstance.
Deshaun was that big of a guy, but if you can run past everybody, it doesn't really matter. Just throw it over him.
Yeah, that's true.
And Velus might just be relegated to being your special teamer, which sucks for the draft position that you got him at. But if he just doesn't pan out as a receiver, he's a big body that can run.
Made some tackles last year too.
Well, and I think Velus Jones is another guy. Like we were just talking about with Braxton Jones. I think getting him, there's a difference between like being in an off season and half of your off season is preparing for the NFL draft.
Yep.
And then trying to learn a playbook on, and then not to mention he had a couple injuries already behind the eight ball there. So like, I don't think we should completely call the first season a wash.
No, and you can't just determine who this guy is going to take over for. Like it's, you know, it's just an option. You don't know what's going to pan out between all of these guys. But it's good to have them as options so that if one of them doesn't, you don't have to sign that guy, and you can, and if this guy does work out, you can, he's obviously the new player.
Yep.
I love the upside.
So we'll fly through the last couple ones real quick. So round five, you saw the Bears take Noah Sewell, brother of Penei Sewell.
Right tackle for the Lions.
I was thinking that.
Mm-hmm.
He
went to Oregon, I think.
Yeah, it just felt like
he's a guy who
shouldn't say that.
Injured, was projected to probably be a higher pick than he was actually taken, and then a rough season because of injury. So he kind of fell down some draft boards too. Possibility to be a steal or just be another depth piece. With your linebacking core pretty much established as who your starting guys are going to be, you're really just building depth. But this is a better depth piece than Joe Thomas, than guys like that last season that we were just plug and play. You didn't even know who the hell you were seeing there.
Right.
Round five, the other pick you saw the Bears take, Terrell Smith. He's a D-back out of Minnesota. The last one that we'll go into, Travis Bell, Kennesaw State. The first player ever from Kennesaw State taken. This dude's story is awesome. Came from nothing. He's one of those like kind of feel-good stories. Came from nothing. Single mom. She worked all the time. He was actually working full-time his college season and would then go to practice afterwards.
Like, Grizzly.
Yeah, Grizzly. Exactly. And just like a couple times the coach, because they interviewed him, and you know, coach saying that like there was times he had his like his work tools still on, or like his like utility knife was still in a pocket or something. All fucking meatball shit that like
I love
just
it.
Grizzly. Oh, just inject that shit in my veins.
Yeah.
Grizzly.
Any of those like anecdotes are better than Mitch's Camry. So
that's
very true.
Give me I'll take
very
all of
true.
It. Give me all
very
of
true.
It.
So like all in all, guys, I like this Bears draft.
I obviously only time will tell, but on paper, I was very cool with it.
Pass fail. We're all going pass.
Pass.
Oh, I think it's a big pass. I think
pass.
You look at this team
big
now,
pass.
And this team is just better than. I think you could comfortably say that this team
pass
is better
plus.
Than they were last year.
Pass is capitalized.
I think that you can comfortably
yes.
say that you've
yes.
filled all the holes now. You have a roster.
All holes
now.
are stuffed.
But. I think that a lot of people would say that we reached on a handful of
reached
our
around
higher picks.
On a couple of them.
You're not wrong.
he's
and you're gonna live and die by Carter or Wright. Like
yeah.
that's gonna be a talking point for the rest of Poles' career.
That's okay. I feel like I will be unfazed if one of them has a Hall of Fame career. I'm not gonna be fazed by that because I don't think that's gonna define Ryan Poles' legacy. At least I hope not. Now I've jinxed the whole thing. So.
I agree with you, Sam. Not in the same way that Pace's move.
Oh my
did.
God.
Yeah, I don't think
he fucked up
and
years
you said
of our
that,
life.
And you said it a couple episodes ago, and you're right. Like Poles isn't gonna live and die by this, but I'm good with him taking the almost for sure thing.
Yeah.
In Darnell Wright.
Yeah,
like he doesn't have to be a Hall of Famer, but he's your anchor right tackle for the next. He sees two contracts here.
I mean, he did what we were all like kind of joking about earlier when we were doing all this preview, was like moving back twice. Like obviously we didn't get four first round draft picks and
right.
you know, just the chaos. But I mean the man did it. He moved from first back twice, acquired a bunch of draft picks, and you know, landed a pretty solid offensive line.
It's like he's sitting at 17.
So with the addition with the additions to the team, right, and the roster, is it now fair as Bears fans to expect things out of this team? And I'm not saying expect them to be NFC North champions or to be NFC champs or anything like that.
I think the expectation would just be not last place.
Yes.
Well, I'm with Jake. Why can't you have higher expectations?
I'm kind of with Dale right now.
So point is
I would
because,
love to hear them.
Trauma, so let's look at this, the defense, the second half, right? Post Roquan, the defense, as it was pretty much, it's the same going into next year, except that you've added a handful of pieces now. The defense is, on paper, markedly better than it was second half of last year.
Right.
I think we can all agree.
Agreed.
Agreed.
The offense, you've added DJ Moore. You now are sitting here going, this offensive line was like weirdly competent in some areas last year, and we added a veteran starting guard of NFL starting caliber. Mm-hmm. We added a top 10 draft pick to our right side of our line. Like your offensive line should be shored up right now. and another season of Justin as a professional progressing, why shouldn't you expect minimum 500 ball?
That's kind of where I'm at too.
I was gonna say eight. Yeah,
I think at this point, like seven, and again, let's make sure that we're pumping the brakes here, because you know that people are already saying 11, 12 wins. Nobody's saying that because this team still has holes. But with the investment on the offensive side, right, with the investment on the offensive side, shoring up that offensive line, giving Justin Fields more weapons, you added a guy like Bobby Tonyan, you got running backs on this roster, wide receivers are getting another year here. I expect things out of this Bears team. I expect, you know, like we said, 500 ball. I expect things out of Justin. This is it. Like, and obviously this is it because we're going into his final year and you're going to have to make that decision on his fifth year option. And before you know it, money comes due. But this is it. Justin, either prove to us that you're going to be the guy for the next, you know, for this next 6-7 year contract that we sign you for, or are we using one of these two first round picks next year and going and getting a quarterback? But I think it's a season of fair expectations.
All right. You know what? I'll do just whatever just under fair is. But it just makes my heart happy to know that we are one, like, free agent signing away from a 17-0 text from Marcos.
Like, we're real fucking close. I had this thought of, like, what's going to make me just tip? Because right now I'm like, I'm bouncing. I'm kind of, you know,
a splash.
Bouncing on the line of, like, let's not be an edge rusher. We trade for Chase Young.
Yeah, an edge rusher.
Wow. Well, and so that's where, don't you have a second round pick for next year? And, like, Chase Young's got 1 year left, so you got to re-sign him to a full contract, and you got to pay him based off of almost no production in the NFL. So, like, how much would he cost? A second or third rounder?
Well, especially because they've acknowledged now at this point that they're not going to re-sign him. They don't have the money to.
So let me ask you this. No, would you rather pay Chase Young or draft Jervon Dexter or Zach Pickens? Because that's kind of the collateral that you're talking about.
I think it's tough because we haven't seen him in a Bears uniform yet. And I haven't seen Chase
Young. You'll never see whatever draft pick you trade in a Bears uniform before. You know what I mean? Now that's who you're talking about.
Yeah.
That puts a face to it.
Yeah, I'd be okay with giving up some, especially because you have so much of it now and you've plugged in so many of these holes. You're not at the point where, like, you're not the Eagles yet where you can start just giving away draft, or the Rams, you know, where they were giving away draft picks to just add that last championship piece.
Let's never get that, like, to that. But
yeah, I think that's a fair question, Dale. And I think time will kind of tell. But I'm curious to see if the Bears will be in on a guy like Chase Young. I think the Bears are going to add one of these free agent edge rushers that are still available. Yannick Ngakoue,
somebody,
Frank Clark. You got Leonard Floyd still out there. Do a little reunion if you guys wanted to. Did you guys see the Peter King? What is his thing? Football Morning in America, right? Yeah. So it used to be Monday Morning Quarterback. Now it's Football Morning in America. Basically, he does power rankings of all these teams. I'm just curious as to where you guys think Peter King has the Bears. Where would you guys have him in your power rankings?
He does, like, a post draft. Is it like he's ranking our drafts, or like the shape of the team post draft and
like
early
not,
signings?
It's like a not too early. It's a way too early 2023 power rankings.
Okay. I didn't see his, but the one that I saw had the Bears around 25. So I'm going to split the difference and go 23.
Jake?
20.
21.
21, 21.
Peter King has him at 29, right? He's basically saying...
he's an asshole.
Justin's not the guy.
Hear me out.
Sorry, Peter.
Bears have fixed a lot of things in this offseason without question and could be anywhere on this list from 31 to 13 by December. But today, I need to see more of Justin Fields, the passer, to fall in like with this team.
That's not a bad write-up, actually.
I think it's fair.
Because he's saying that if Justin is the guy, this is a solid team.
Well, he's a college graduate now.
Up there. I just think it was a little weird that he has the
Good
likes
point.
Of...
Good
he,
point.
He has the likes of Excellent Indy. Point. He has the likes of Carolina above him. The Rams are ahead of him. Like, the Rams are a dumpster fire on wheels.
Yeah, that's a mess.
On a rocket to space.
They were ungodly bad.
It's not good. I'm not sure what the deal is there. I wouldn't put them that low. I'd say right around, yeah, like you guys said, 20 to 22 ish, and we'll kind of see from there. What did you guys mention about Justin Fields graduating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Graduated college
yesterday. Graduated college.
OSU.
Oh.
You guys degree yesterday.
Walked in everything.
Yep.
Were the boys there? We're not us boys, obviously.
I don't know.
I don't know if he had the
like Kevin
section.
Warren would be there, something like right. that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
I didn't see it.
No. That's awesome.
I there just were saw a couple guys that like shouted him like, "Bear down."
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And he just like was like, "Come on, man, just let me get through this."
That's awesome. One last thing about the Bears, and then let's move on. Recently, and this is stadium talk. Recently, the Bears have filed paperwork to begin demolition on Arlington Park.
Nice.
It's happening.
Can I help?
Yeah. Dude, you know how many like people, how many just Chicago?
I got a sledgehammer.
We
can speed this up.
Yeah. We could get, no, I don't know. It is
like, I just
Chicago
want a sticker
and,
for
no,
my lunch
tearing
box.
Down is easy. Putting it up, hire the professionals. But tearing it down, fucking.
If you put out an Italian club like platter, just a lot of sandwiches, how many union workers would be right there? Just be like, yeah, I'll take a swing at this stadium.
I'm glad he landed at sandwiches.
I am too.
You put out an Italian club.
Yeah.
So I think that it's going to take a while for Arlington Park, obviously, to be demoed, but it's nice to see the steps being taken.
Yes, it is.
Realistically, we're probably, what, like 5-6 years out from that, from being in that stadium at least. I'd say we've got, like, we're going to have 5- and 6-year-olds when we're going to those games. Let that
Oh, God damn.
Just old enough to appreciate it. Well, to not really appreciate it, but to remember it.
Just old enough to where we have to buy them their seat because they're not lap children anymore.
Fuck. Oh, man.
Guys, anything else on the Bears you want to get into?
Mike needs more season tickets.
Yes, correct. Mike needs more season tickets.
Six is not going to do the trick anymore.
Guys, let's move on. Let's get into Sammy Stats' question of the week. Welcome back, Sammy Stats.
Man. Hey,
now,
buddy.
Now
Sammy
on
Stats.
The spot. I didn't question. Even look it up. Got carried away with all the inappropriate jokes.
All right, I'll do this.
Yeah, you go for it.
Because Lexi asked me this one, and it's on a podcast that she listens to, and it's... I think it's dumb.
Let's go with yours because I don't know how to ask mine. Once I decide how that question is going to be asked, we'll be good.
Next week.
It'll be a heater.
Yes.
Mind you, this is not a sports podcast. Sammy Stats question of the week one, right?
Okay.
Would you rather have
neither was that one.
Dicks for fingers or balls for toes?
Are the balls as sensitive as normal balls?
See,
well, think about it.
Are
your fingertips as sensitive as dick heads?
So,
you know what I mean?
The first thing I answered really quickly.
To this.
Like, I answered really quickly when she asked me, and I said, I'd rather have balls for toes because I'd just wear steel toes and
I'd no longer be a Burks guy.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I still have my hands, you know?
Unless I really owned it. Just
but
owned
the
my
idea
ball
of does it hurt?
Yes. Like, that's what I want to know.
Also, dude, I got a lot of questions.
Does walking hurt? Because if it does, dicks for fingers and I'll just wear gloves.
But then typing hurts.
Bicycle.
Think everything hurts. Think you and I mean you're going to have, if you want to play golf, you're going to need to get some blood flow.
Shoe technology. No. Shoe technology would come around
this
on this.
Is,
yeah.
I have so many questions.
You can golf in a wheelchair.
If you have dicks for fingers,
yeah.
Is it dicks for fingers?
Dicks
for
fingers.
Finger dicks,
balls,
however you
want. Are there still like bones? Like, or are you just like 5-10 flaccid penises?
That's what I'm saying. If
like,
you
and
want,
then like,
and then you, like, you, so you can't use your fingers anymore.
And then like sometimes randomly they get
they
hard.
Just get hard. Like and maybe not all at once.
You just throw up gang like, signs.
Maybe not all
time.
At once.
It's like, sorry, my sixth dick isn't as into you. My ring finger,
right?
Dick.
Don't ask me for clarity here.
Balls
That's not how
toes.
Sammy Stats' question of the week works.
Balls for toes.
But then if you have...
We just ask the questions.
If you have balls for toes...
Yeah?
Is it like
two
balls?
So many
is it
toes,
two
though.
Balls per toe? Is it you have five individual balls? Are they all in one scrotal sack?
I don't think it matters, to be honest with you.
I think
you.
It does, though.
No,
I think
dicks
it does.
For fingers. You now eat with dicks. You know, there is a dick. There is a dick by your mouth every time you use a fork. There is a dick within inches of your mouth.
But if your fingers don't have bones, they don't like you can't grab anything.
I mean,
I'd make gloves.
How many
Dale?
How many toes have you stubbed?
Like exoskeleton answer. Gloves. Like,
have you seen
guys that balls for toes
movie recently? Everything
no
everywhere
question.
All at once.
I did
you guys
not.
Watch that?
I haven't.
Awesome
how
movie.
Are
you gonna?
It's a really
awesome
in.
Movie. In one of the realities in the movie, everybody has hot dog fingers.
Ah, nice.
Like it's just hot dogs for fingers,
Dale,
and they're this long.
They
wouldn't have fingers,
and they can't do anything.
Yeah,
like, they can't
see me eat all my fingers at once.
She like tries to play the piano, and she, like that's useless.
I think you go balls for toes, and you just start wheelchairing it.
I said, yeah,
yeah.
No, you just get better. Like the shoe technology would, you'd come up with something.
I don't
like,
know because
you
if you're walking,
you're
you got to learn to walk on your heels.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A yeah. You just segue everywhere.
Yeah.
No, you lean forward.
God,
you got to put pressure on
stubbing your
those
toe
things.
Would fucking be the worst.
Biting your finger.
Yeah. Yeah, biting your, like,
keep your finger. Why'd you say Dale?
Keep your fingers out of your mouth.
I was thinking hot dogs again.
Man, that's how we got COVID. Dude.
Oh, no. Dale bit his finger again.
Oh, not his
again.
Not his finger, Dick.
His insurance is refusing to cover it again.
Dale's over there eating barbecue wings, just sucking on his fingers.
Yeah, I think like then we couldn't play video games.
I was
then
against yeah. this. I'm the one who pointed
you're
the issue
dipping
out.
Him, dipping him in a vat of ketchup or mustard.
Just sucking dick finger.
Dale, get your fist out of your mouth.
Why me?
That's a whole five dicks in there.
I love this show.
Yeah, I love this so much. Guys, anything else you want to talk about dick fingers?
Yeah, what did you take today? What are you on today?
We'll find a callback later.
All right, guys, let's get into some
stress.
Let's get into some sports minutes. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of our favorite Chicago sports teams. I will start. I'm not going to give the Bulls more than 10 seconds. The Bulls are who we thought they were. One thing, you guys need to go and see some Jerry Reinsdorf talking recently. I don't know if you guys saw this thing. It's it was this panel.
Poor Jake.
Yeah, it was this panel about like ownership, and he was like the guest of honor or something like that. And just like everything he said there makes everybody's belief that he's only in it for the money, like it just reemphasizes it 100%. Yep. So Jerry Reinsdorf sucks. The Bulls are never going to be good while he's alive.
What do you say? It's actually like great for a franchise to take second place.
Oh yeah, he said take second place every single time.
That's what no,
sells
that's what tickets. That's what someone told him when he was getting.
Oh, that's
ownership.
What it was. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, he's really taking that to heart.
Or yeah, yeah.
So
any place other than first.
But let's get into a little NBA playoffs here. So NBA playoffs has been fantastic.
Awesome.
Like, dude, it's been awesome. That Nuggets Sun series, like what Devin Booker and KD are doing is just out of this world. Did you guys watch that game last night, the Nuggets Sun? So there was a little dust up.
Damn it.
So a little dust up on the side. Are you going to go?
Nah, go for it. It was my not that guy, but go for it.
So there was a little dust up. So there's a.
It's so fucking dumb.
There's a Suns player. Ball goes into the. Goes out of bounds, like side court, like court side. And just so happens to land right in the lap of the Suns owner, billionaire Mark, what is it, Mark Ishba or something like
Ishba.
That? Mark Ishba. So he is kind of, he's just holding on to the ball. Jokic is trying to get the ball. Jokic gives him a little forearm. Good little flop by Ishba. He kind of
falls. Oh, it's a great flop.
Yeah, he falls back into his seat. And it just, dude, it was crazy. I'm glad that Jokic isn't getting suspended. I don't want to see any games where they're not like at full strength. That's a great series. That Lakers one is also really good. 6 and 7 seed. I love seeing LeBron do it. Like it's I'm tired of the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm to the point. I'm actually not tired of the Warriors because I just love watching it rain threes. It's just pretty basketball, but like I'm finally starting to respect LeBron a little bit and it pains me.
Because he'll never be the best, so that's why I'm good with it. Like, he'll always be, you know, he won't be my great. So, I mean, that is what
it's
it is.
Crazy how he does it at this age.
But, yeah, dude. That
it is crazy.
Like, that series is good. The Heat-Knicks series, Jimmy's going to come back for that next game. And then that Sixers-Celtics series has been good, too. You got James Harden. What's going on over here?
He's moving the entire entertainment center
awesome.
So that he can see the television.
Good radio.
God bless you.
So that Celtics-Sixers series
thank
has been really
service,
good, too.
Jake.
It's good to see Joel Embiid still on the court, and then James Harden just has this, like, Jekyll and Hyde playoff persona that is easy. I'm telling you. He's either putting up 50 points, like he put up 45 last
he doesn't know what
night.
He wants to do.
Game one, he put up, like, 45, almost 50 points. Game two, shit the bed. So You're going to get that
game
from
Harden. Game 30 plus.
Yeah. I'm just like, excited. What? It's quality basketball. It's good for the league, and it's good for us as NBA fans. So, guys, let's move on. Get into the Chicago Blackhawks, and Jake, kind of tell everybody what's going on today.
Today's the day. You'll already know by the time you listen to this, but you're going to get a live reaction out of me. It's the NHL draft lottery. It starts in 2 minutes. I think the way they do it is it's already been rolled, and they're just going to kind of go down the list and show it to you. Tonight's the fucking night. 11.5% chance at number one overall for Connor Bednarz.
You said we're third. We have third best odds.
Third best odds. Where she can get is fifth. The White Sox. The Blackhawks also do, now that Tampa Bay's been eliminated from the playoffs, they do secure the 20th overall pick as well.
Oh.
That's not bad.
For their...
The goalie trade?
No, Connor. Hagel.
Okay.
Was it Hagel? I think it was Hagel that they traded to,
that's cool,
to Tampa.
You don't know.
And they got a first overall for it. So we have two picks. We're hoping for one overall here. That's the biggest news on the Blackhawks. NHL as a whole, as you said, for the NBA playoffs, the fucking NHL playoffs have been incredible.
Dude, Draisaitl's amazing.
Dude,
what is he?
He's on. He's right got now. Like 16 goals or something.
In 13 games or something.
He's like six goals in the last two games, guys.
He's insane. Hey, I mean, obviously, if you watch those games, you just also notice how equally insane Connor McDavid is at just doing everything.
They told him to shoot more.
Yeah.
They said his teammates said he wasn't shooting enough this
on the
year.
And sure as shit, he goes out and scores 160 points on
that's
the season.
Crazy,
that's
crazy, man.
He didn't win the Rocket Richard trophy because Pastrnak won it, but he still had like 120 assists or something like that. Like, the guy scored 160 points. That's like a tenth of Sidney Crosby's career total.
Oof.
And he scored it in one season. He's
fucking
believable. But the playoffs as a whole, unreal. 16 games have gone to overtime. That's just electric shit. I mean, every game is close. Every game is close. We had 3 game 7s in the first round. And they also went into some of those went into overtime. The Boston Bruins, and the Florida Panthers, the greatest upset in NHL history.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just beautiful, man.
These playoffs have been so good. You have the
Leafs.
Yeah, the Leafs are on their fucking ropes. They're down. They're down 3-0 to the Panthers because the Panthers snuck into the playoffs on the last game, made it to the playoffs, and here they are about to sweep.
I mean, they got names too, though. Like
they're no joke,
right?
But
they were a low seed.
Yeah,
they had to play the best team.
Devils, Hurricanes, those games are pretty much just blowouts every time, one way or the other. 2-1 right now in that series. Devils up. No, Hurricanes up.
I don't know.
Hurricanes up.
They wear the same jersey, so I don't give a shit.
Knights, Oilers, they're 1-1 tie. And then the Kraken Star series, I don't expect either of these teams to win, but those games are fun.
Good for the Kraken.
On either way, is this for later?
I just need you prepared.
Thanks. I was already going to do that.
Is that coming right? I'll take a shot of that.
That's the stuff.
What?
The good old Malort.
Yeah. Well, that's the reserve. That's
you want to take one before
stuff.
I'll take a good luck shot with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we won't let our boy
I fucking
go
live here.
Alone.
I'm not going anywhere.
Kraken series is also awesome. That's the
Ducks
the,
fly together, man.
The recap there of the NHL playoffs and the draft is or the lottery
Pre-draft
is like,
order.
Oh fuck, guys.
It might just populate right now.
Oh, they're doing
balls.
Okay.
Locked.
All right. Oh my god. There's balls.
The balls are locked.
We are 3. Oh,
balls
we need a
for
three.
Toes.
We need a 3.
Toes.
No.
Balls for
I oh, I don't know
what a cuck.
Wow. What a tease
okay,
that was.
I think that was a tease. I don't
the
think the, I don't think the balls are live.
We got two things the boys love. Wheel spins
and ball drops.
Yeah.
In general. Oh, there it is.
Bucci man.
No there need to describe the balls. You know what we are talking
oh,
about.
Oh, that's horrible. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah. Sure as shit ain't good.
That's horrible. Jake, anything else on the Blackhawks or the NHL playoffs?
No, it's a lot of fun.
You want to go back to back and talk about the Chicago White Sox?
God, talk about not a lot
of
fun.
Do you want to not talk about them?
No, I do want to talk about
them. That'd be a good segment.
They've won two series in a row. This is where you convince yourself that.
I do want to talk about them. I do, guys.
July's
going to be
after
not
fun.
Winning a single one in April.
I didn't have it prepared for this week because I've been all over the place, but I do have a bit prepared that it'll eventually do if they continue to be bad. But anyways, they obviously came out of that 10-game loss streak in glorious fashion. Andrew Vaughn hit a walk-off, like, three-run bomb to do it. Since then, they've gone on to win two series. They could have swept the Twins, but they routinely are just unclutch in the most trivial of situations. Runner on third, nobody out, and you just can't hit a sacrifice fly to save your life. They had like three opportunities in that Twins game to put it away and just couldn't. That's just my biggest gripe with it. It's not the 10-game loss streak, because I think if they do start turning around and continue this pace of, you know, winning series and kind of climbing the ladder a little bit, you might look back at that first month of the baseball schedule and be like, holy shit, they really went through a lot of really good teams and just kind of didn't have it when they needed it. Because they could have won some of those games. It was just unlucky in ways. But they have a big hole to climb out of. They're 7.5 games back right now. They are playing the Royals for 4 games, so if you can win 3 of these, that definitely helps yourself climb out of that. So that's kind of what we're looking at. Also, Eloy,
how unlucky.
What is going on?
So I do have a stat since 2020. There's a little Sammy stat for you. Since 2020, can you guys give me a guess on the percentage of games that Eloy, Robert, Tim, and Moncada have played together?
11.
A percentage?
I'll stop you there. Dale hit it on the head.
Yeah.
I may have already seen this
stuff. Okay. It's 11% of games.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's like sucks.
I mean,
it sucks.
Over 3 years, that's like 400-ish games. I don't know.
Would you consider...
Sam, you're the math minor.
Well, I was just going to ask...
3 years is 495 games, 90 games roughly.
Would you consider
so
them
like 40 games,
core?
40, 50 games together?
Yeah, that's your core.
That's
you,
core,
you
right?
You signed all of those to guys core. To like 6-year deals off of their before Arbor.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure how Moncada fit into that necessarily.
Moncada was a number one overall prospect. Yeah.
That's who you traded for in the
out of
Chris
Boston.
Sale deal.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you sad about the Lucas Giolito news that just recently came out? That Bob Nightingale reported that it's looking like at the end of the season, the Sox will part ways with Lucas Giolito.
And he finally started pitching again.
He had been. He had a game. Guys, the other problem here is the starters, I think, have only made it through 7 twice.
Not good.
Well, especially when your bullpen is such dog shit.
That's what makes it important.
I've told you all, and I think I spoke about it on the last episode, I've started betting the live over every time the starter gets pulled out of the game. And we are 3-2 right now.
We're making money.
But yeah,
making money.
I didn't actually finish that conversation about Eloy. So Eloy, sorry, unfortunately, came down with appendicitis and had to have his appendix removed, and is out 4 to 6 weeks.
Would you give Eloy your appendix?
Oh,
you don't need.
I don't
your appendix.
Have it. It's a yeah. It was. I don't have mine.
You don't have yours either.
No,
I also don't
nice.
Have my. Appendix.
I don't have mine. Sam, do you have your appendix?
Yeah, I got one.
Most people go through that, like, obviously in their teen years. Most of us did. I think
college.
It so late is...
I was 6.
Yeah, yours was wild,
early.
Dude.
It was in that
first
is early.
Grade. Yeah.
You were, like, laying on the sidewalk.
Ruptured, dude. Ruptured and dead.
But they did have the Eloy revenge game. They fired off 17 runs against the Reds yesterday.
In his honor.
In his honor. They didn't hang his jersey from the
no.
the dugout this time, though.
Like he was dead.
Marcos when he tore his pec.
Marcos's text was just like, for his appendix.
That was incredible.
Jake, anything else on the White Sox?
Nope, that'll do it.
Dale, take it away with the Cubs.
Oh, I didn't do my sim. It's too late to do the sim.
We're going to see.
Lottery
is
already
happening. For real in a minute. So we're the wagon has been righted. The ship has been righted. Things are back up. So... since we last spoke,
We were riding high there for a little while. Yeah, we hit like a 3-7 skid. You know, we dropped a we got swept actually by the Marlins, which isn't a great look. And I believe we took 1-4 from the Nationals after that. But we beat up the Marlins after that. We've got the Cardinals in town today and tomorrow. A little Wilson welcome back game.
Fuck them.
And it's hilarious. There was reports out there that Wilson was going to get moved to outfield because his catching just hasn't been up to par. And I thought it was hilarious that the team president like pretty much immediately came out and clarified, like, actually, no, he's not. He's going to be DHing, and he is hoping to get back behind the plate. Essentially going, we paid this guy some $80 million or whatever it was, and he can't play behind the plate anymore.
Did you see the Bleacher Nation tweet on it?
I did not.
Like, they quote tweeted, like, the article.
Sure.
And they were just like, we signed him to be Yadier Molina behind the plate, and he's not.
Yeah,
and it was like SpongeBob, like, nah, 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 nah,
oh, it's
surprised.
We hired one of the worst framing catchers in baseball to replace one of the best of all time, and it's not going well.
Well, and the thing is, like, Yadi is one of the all-time, like, elite, like, game callers.
Game
caller,
yeah.
Plate.
Yes.
Like, yeah. You don't have that with Wilson. Those calls aren't coming from the dugout. Like,
never was.
That's not his skill set. That's not what
they paid $90 million. You're what? Like, we're what? 30 games into the season, 25 games into the season, something like that. You're 20 to 25 games into a 5-year contract, and you're already having buyer's remorse right now. I just imagine
hilarious
that, like, Jed Hoyer's just kind of like chilling in his suite, in his like executive suite,
naked.
Just scrolling, seeing all the headlines. The Schwarber one stings, you know, but. You got people in Detroit ready to, like, buy Javi a first-class ticket out of there for a ridiculous contract that they signed him to. KB can't stay healthy. Anthony Rizzo is having
Rizzo.
A good time.
He's
Riz. Yeah, but now you got this Wilson beef going on. Like, it's just, like, those guys that we were kind of upset about, like, leaving as that core broke up.
We weren't upset about them leaving. We were upset about not
getting anything
for them.
Both. Like, I was connected to them. Like, I didn't like to see them go. I understood why it was happening. And now it's almost like you said, Jed's sitting up there. It's almost like they did the right thing.
Oh, yeah. They're sitting at 500 after the losing skid. And we've kind of buried the lead here on the Cubs in that they have a fucking ace right now. In Justin Steele.
Justin Lexington
Since
Steele.
Since the middle
this
of
man,
last summer, he 14, has not given up.
14 straight starts, he has not given up more than 2 runs. So 2 or fewer, there's
Dates
it's
back
not quite
a 3.
Quality start because not all of them are a full 6 innings, but he qualifies for the win in pretty much all of them. Like, this man has been lights out. I actually had a chance to go to the Cinco de Mayo game where he had his 14th 2-run start in a row. Where Matt Mervis had his first career hit in RBI and his first game. Miguel Amaya in his second career game had his first career hit.
Yep.
So got to see some Cubs milestones on a fucking beautiful Friday.
Awesome.
So it was pretty solid. And the Cubs are back on the wagon. Yeah.
Chris Morel's back.
Chris Morel's getting called up after like his OPS right now in the minors is like 1.12 or some
He's
shit
like
that.
Batting like 350. And he's got a bunch of jacks. And the reason he's in the minors was because he struck out at like a 40% clip in spring training. And they're like, hey, buddy, you can't do that in the majors.
He is a quadruple A player. He's not going to be a star.
Utility
he's
man.
Really good. Right. And that's his thing is that he can play a couple spots in the infield and
valuable.
In your outfield. He's not an outstanding fielder, but
it's valuable.
Like, he's a utility guy.
Yeah.
And he so, yeah.
figured out the strikeout thing.
Things are going well. We will see Justin Steele make his next start on Wednesday against the Cardinals, so that'll be fun to see him go for his what would be a franchise record, 15th start. He's currently tied with our hometown hero from the Cubs run, Jake Arrieta. So we'll see if he can top it and write his name on the leaderboard.
Yeah, and I think it dates back to last year, like the All-Star break last
Midway
year.
Midway of 2022.
Justin Steele might have the lowest ERA.
Oh, he has the lowest
in
the majors.
Dating back to all of last season at this point now.
Pretty much.
So,
one last Cubs question and we'll move on.
Yeah.
If Belly keeps playing like this.
Dude.
Oh, they talked about it on the radio today. And I'm not ready for that, but.
it's kind of interesting. Like, the Cubs are probably one of the teams that are benefiting the most from the shift and the rules that are being implemented and. That goes for the batters and because their defense is that good that they don't need to as much. But like
Belly's batting at a 300 clip with yaks, and he and Ian Happ are playing such good defense out in the outfield right now that we think of it as terms of outs, but we should think of it as terms of limiting doubles to singles that prevent runners from getting to third on the next batter and then scoring. So, like,
great point.
All of these things that they're doing, it's so surprisingly good so far this year.
It's fun.
So surprisingly good. Yeah, it is fun to watch.
It's good to have low expectations. Kyle Hendricks just got shelled in the minors, but he's coming back. He's almost back.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So
hey,
Hendricks,
I still love him.
He's now old enough that, like, guys, we're gonna move on.
He's 34 years old.
Liam started his rehab assignment.
Oh, awesome, nice.
Cancer
good
free.
For him.
Yeah, nice.
he threw
a shutout ninth to save the game for the. He said that everybody on either side was out there cheering him on.
Oh, here we.
They started at 16,
and he didn't like it.
And he didn't like it because he's like, it's hard to be mad and angry when everybody's cheering for you.
Yeah.
And
you said the lowest we can get is fifth, so we don't have to look until five.
Angry. So Calgary remains at 16.
I forget there.
I see the Pirates came back to earth.
They also had a 3-7 skid, yeah.
But they've lost seven in a row.
Right. They're still number one in the division.
They're
going to
fucking
so
fly
hot.
Through this.
Not for long.
Nashville stays at 15.
Guys, let's move on. Let's do some schmegments. Let's watch this draft lottery odds, and let's get the fuck out.
I'm ready.
Dale, who's this week's not that guy?
Not that guy this week.
Not that guy.
One of my all-time not that guys, but even more so. Frankie Venegas, better known as one of the Island Boys.
Frankie.
He got arrested on domestic battery. You can't hit women in public or in private.
Thank you
so,
for the caveat.
There you go. Fuck that. I fucking hate them. They're like one of the embodiments of what I believe bad people are. But anyway, not that guy.
Jake, who's not that guy?
Not that guy is Gary Bettman if the Blackhawks don't get first here.
You would think this is the time to rig it, right? Like,
yeah. So far, everything's scratch, 13 through 16.
Guys, my not that guy this week? White people. But it is not. But hear me out here, right? It's a subclass of white people.
I hear you.
It's ditch walking white people. If you guys are driving down down some country roads here in the next couple weeks, you've probably seen it
asparagus.
In the last week.
For asparagus?
Looking for wild asparagus.
I went
and
mushroom
ditches.
Hunting over the weekend.
They got plastic bags, and they're just looking at where people throw their
cigarette
butts.
I have plans
butts,
to go get
where
asparagus.
You pull over and pee. But that's the asparagus that they're not putting on their plate. God, it's unreal. It's unreal. You guys must be stopped, white people.
11 through 16 is scratch.
Sam, who's this week's not that guy?
My not that guy was going to be the owner of the Suns, but that got taken.
It didn't.
Yeah, no, it is. It's him. Like, you caught the ball, man. You own the team. You don't play for the team.
Also, don't impede the game.
So, like, just, like, fucking don't do that.
Well, and he should be treated like a fan there. Like, you're a fan.
He should get kicked out.
He should have been kicked out.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
We're in the top 10. Anybody that is not scratch right now could mean anything on where they're. Okay, we're still scratch. 9 and 10, Detroit, St. Louis.
I want to see the ball machine, though.
Okay.
Why are they doing that part but off
camera?
We got
Detroit. Number 8.
Okay, Capitals. Still scratch. Still scratch.
Quickly, my dog sit. This is the anniversary of when Bryce got walked like 6 times in one game. They threw
by
him
Joe
27.
By Joe.
They threw him 27 fucking balls.
Mine is.
Oh, how many times in that series?
Mine is Gary.
Oh, so many.
It was ridiculous.
Mine is Gary Bettman if the Blackhawks get this pick. Okay, we're still scratch.
Okay, we're at 7.
Guys, not dog sitting for me. The Kentucky Derby. Nice. 7 horses died. Over the weekend or leading up to the
it's
Derby.
Fucked.
So you guys are not that guy. Or no, you can't watch my dogs. All right, pick 6.
Still scratch.
Yotes.
Oh, God. This is okay.
Okay, okay.
This
okay.
is where it gets real. This
okay,
is where it gets
Jake.
Real. Oh, come on. Montreal. Show Montreal. Show or San Jose. No, Montreal. Show Montreal.
Montreal. Montreal. Montreal. Montreal.
Montreal. Okay. Montreal. Okay. 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 Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Look at this thumb looking motherfucker.
Jeff Bezos' cousin looking
come on.
Ass.
Come on, San Jose.
San Jose.
We need San Jose.
San
here.
Jose.
Come on, San Jose. Let's
Come
go.
Come on, San Jose. Come on, San Jose.
I think we should call Jose and make him comment.
San Jose. Okay. Okay.
Big money. Big money.
We have top three.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like that now.
That threw me for a
loop.
All
right. So now we're looking for Columbus.
We want Columbus.
We want Columbus.
Come on, Columbus.
Not dog sitting for me.
Come on, Columbus.
Is going to be myself.
Oh my God. What? Why are we doing highlights right now? They're really gonna drag this fucker out.
Oh, they're gonna go to commercial.
No, they're not.
They're gonna do the final three.
Are they really?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I recently agreed to redo the other bathroom upstairs. So I'm fucked.
I'm excited for this to finish up next year.
God damn it.
Will you finish yours before now. Dale's?
Dale's is done.
Oh, good for you.
You said there's one thing to install still.
The mirror.
Oh my God, they went to commercial.
They did go to commercial.
Fuckers.
The mirror is up.
Let's wrap up this
ESPN,
episode
not
and then we
guy.
Can just plug this in on Dead Space. I don't know how that works. Producer Jake, you do your thing. Who still can dog sit?
I've given
done?
My two.
Yeah,
Jake,
I'm
who can
not
dog
sit?
Sitting
no,
for
no, no,
myself. Guys, that's a wrap on episode 74. We love you guys. It's a blast. Keep telling your friends about it. Keep coming back because we're having a blast doing it. See Red.
Let's go Bedard.
Bear down. Let's go get Bedard. Love you guys.
Bears.
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 Bedard.
Jake Bedard. Sleeps okay. with his eyes open.
Okay.
I'm just going to look. We're just rolling. For yeah, this is extracurricular.
Roll. Yeah.
Oh, this is tense.
This is that part after the song, like back when we listened to songs on
it's
CDs.
It's still not good.
Where it was like a 9-minute song, but it was only like 4 minutes. And then it was like 2 minutes of silence and the bonus track.
And if you waited.
And then Bowling for Soup came back with Come Back to Texas.
Yeah.
What a reference.
Or Blink 182. What is it?
I'll take White Bands for 200. Hawthorne Heights. Three.
Ohio is for lovers.
Fucking Chiodos?
Oh, still bad.
You don't know that.
I did it again. It's still bad.
I saw you do it.
That's... I miss Mike Barbo.
Yeah,
I think he still listens for sure.
I wanted it to be known that I miss Mike Barbo.
What are you gonna do?
Remember when we almost rigged the
to get Mike Barbo
the Bears ticket to get Mike? I better not fucking win. That's like you better not pick me. We should have picked him.
Oh no, guys, don't do it. Don't pick me. All right. So how?
Yes, Sam.
Like, what are the odds that they cut to commercial break
no,
again
they, no.
after
this
the
is,
next pick?
This
because
is the
there's still two more. Because
there's only they only have air time for 10 more minutes. So they're going to do these picks, and then there's going to be like interview and stuff like that. All three picks will happen at once.
Good boy.
There's a dog mowing the lawn.
Oh, I got to work on that.
What the fuck? Oh, I bought a since we're just filling gap here. Bought a new lawnmower. I bought an electric lawnmower.
Sam, that one was free.
That bad boy was. Bad boy's nice.
That thing goes.
I like it.
I've been considering
a Ryobi. It was on special.
You got the chargers?
Yeah, I got the chargers. Well, because I have the blower and the weed whacker.
Right.
So now I got the mower too.
There's this one that's got the tree branch, like the it's got like the like extendable saw, like a long arm saw.
Yeah.
Like get that one. Yeah, my dad's got that.
Now
thing.
You can
I
mow the lawn at like
fucker.
6 a.m. and no
Dude,
one will yell at you.
It's you know what it sounds like? Oh. It sounds like I'm taking like an RC car outside.
God, this is the longest commercial break of all time.
When I was getting my lawnmower fixed, I borrowed my dad's Ryobi electric, and I tried to do this yard. It took like 6 batteries.
Oh,
it's a big fucking yard.
That's a big yard. That's
We're
true.
Almost
it's a big
back.
Yard.
Okay.
Come on. Enough. Eichel, we get on. It. Oilers, Vegas.
Well, because even if they don't get Bedard,
Lenny Dykstra?
What's his name?
We're in a good place right now.
Fentanelli,
and then there's the third overall prospects, that Russian kid that I can't pronounce.
Oh, I thought we were in no Russian right now.
All right, here we go.
Columbus.
Come on, don't fuck with me, Gary.
Columbus.
Come on, show me CBJ.
The bong on the table, right? Come on, Columbus. Come on.
Columbus!
Oh! Okay. One more.
They're pissed.
Fuck.
Ooh.
Oh, come on.
Where's this?
Oh,
I think
this
I moved
is...
past it fast enough.
Ooh. Come on.
Okay, okay.
Kaidu! Hey, Commissioner.
Kaidu.
Hey, Kitty. Cut a fish.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. This is electric.
Oh.
Okay, number one overall is Chicago.
This is it. Come on. Show me Blackhawks.
Come on, Chicago.
Come on, come on.
Yeah! Yes! 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 It's all rigged. All of it is rigged. Unreal. It's all rigged.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're getting hockey Jesus.
Holy shit. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Call your sons. Call your daughters.
Get on Twitter. I bet Chief is live. I just need to know.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Connor Bednard.
Unreal.
Holy.
Unreal.
It's rigged.
It's all rigged. It's
what? So what? Oh, my God. What a lottery. It was all worth it. Oh, God.
All right, Jake.
I'm so glad we recorded today.
All right, Jake. First thoughts. First concise thoughts now.
I gotta
sit down. Let's do some
concise thoughts.
Put some actual thoughts
show
together.
Show me the hands. Show me the hands.
Yeah. See the hand there?
Guys. Oh.
Well, that's stage all right, three Parkinson's. Holy shit.
There you go. A little celebratory malorder.
This is special. I got to call my brother. This it, guys.
We're still recording.
We're still recording. This is the greatest thing to happen to the Blackhawks since
FaceTime.
Fucking Patrick Kane.
Your broken screen.
Yeah. Right? Oh, God. I mean, you got to be fucking kidding me. 11.5%?
What if they did just say that was a joke?
No, they can't.
They won't.
They would never.
Is it safe to say the Hawks are back?
Dude, we're
instantly back?
So fucking back. Trev!
What's up?
We're recording the pod. Did you watch the lottery?
No, did we win?
We won. Yes! Trev, we fucking won. Number one overall, Connor Bednard.
How many times did you win it on your simulator?
Never.
On the first try, zero.
There you go.
We did it.
We fucking did it.
We're Stanley Cup champions.
That's ridiculous. All right, I'll see you.
All right, love your brother. Guys, this is... Holy shit.
That was electric. How am I supposed to go to sleep
tonight? How upset do you think Anaheim is?
Oh,
They're
furious.
So mad.
Do you think they're already on the phone with Batman?
Who else can I call? Oh, my God.
Johnny. I texted him.
Jake's hands are shaking right now.
Where's the remote? Let's get some. Oh, my God. Oh.
Here.
There you go.
Come on.
Oh. Ooh. Lord is so spicy meatball.
Bad friend.
He's a father.
All right, he gets back.
So are we. We're still here.
Boom!
John Alden, I'm sorry I missed you.
I'm John Alden.
I'm Doc's Johnny.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
He hasn't changed that since. Johnny, call me back. Blackhawks, I love you.
Marcos.
Yeah.
Subi!
Are we just going to stay with this, or is that a wrap on episode?
Why not? No, let's hold on. Some reaction, yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Thoughts. All right,
so,
thoughts.
Jake.
So, like, where does he slot in? What position is he
now?
Yeah,
let's get a little instant reaction here. I'm going to need
is
you
he
to.
A guy's guy
so,
or a man's
yeah,
dude?
So, that's
going
to be the next thing is, like, does he even go to the
is
AHL?
Single?
Is he just on the team, out of the gate.
Oh, so bad.
Fuck.
There was an article I just saw. Dale saw it over my shoulder, too, on ESPN, where he's like, I'm, like, just a kid, is what he said. I don't know.
Skates like McDavid, shoots like Matthews. That's fucking awesome. Watching the reaction. Oh, dude, I love this shit. Oh, Chris Chelios.
Bednard or Johnny responded, so he'll probably call back.
Oh, this
look at that shit-eating grin on Chelios's face. Just like,
this is incredible.
He was like,
God, what a day for the pod. I mean, that could not have gone better.
Ah, no. Yeah, but of course the long ass snap I took the first time,
yeah,
where I got the TV screen in it for pick number 3. And back to you.
You didn't realize they go to number 1.
No, I wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Well, so all, they do number 2. It's kind of anticlimactic.
Right.
Exactly. Like, I got it the second they started announcing who was going to get 1. I was like, "All right, this makes total sense."
God, that was fucking awesome.
I just wasn't ready for it.
Oh.
Follow the money.
So now can we get Wembanyama?
Oh,
dude,
shit.
Anything is fucking possible.
No.
Anything is possible.
So now Chicago, the luckiest league in the NHL.
Well, so now
Derrick Rose.
Chicago Blackhawks have the number 1 pick. The Bears had the number 1 pick.
Oh, shit.
Johnny, you're on the podcast.
Jake, I'm in a mosh pit at a heavy metal concert right now. I'm not going to lie.
That's kind of cool.
That's a quiet mosh pit.
That's pretty dope.
I'm crouched. There's a lot of butts in my face.
Oh my God. Wait, does he know the news?
Do you know the news?
What?
Do you know the news?
What news?
The Blackhawks won the lottery.
Let's go! Let's go!
We fucking did it.
Tell all your mosh pit friends. Tell them all. All
right. Enjoy the mosh pit. Be safe.
I love you guys.
Love you. It's a Monday night.
Holy shit. It is a Monday night.
Metal
concert in a
mosh pit. We're like, he's a father.
He's a father.
He's like, I'm in a mosh pit right now. This is electric.
This feels good. Oh, man.
He's 20 years old.
Connor? Yeah.
Oh, that's older than I thought.
This is awesome.
He's old enough for the league.
This
kind of
going better. All right, should we wrap it up?
Again, sure. See red, bear down. Fuck yes, we won the lottery. Bears,
let's go Blackhawks.
Bears,
Bears and Hawks.
Jake's not going to sleep for 3 days.
Fair.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold
digger. She ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. The boys are back.
Not that guy. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Down, girl, go ahead.
Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk.
Drunk.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes, okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but and then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What?
Yeah.
I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Wow. Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never, your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love and celebrating. Yes,
the Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.